John chapter 2. And the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and Jesus' mother was there. And both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no wine." Jesus said to her, "Woman, what have I to do with you? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it." And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece, about 18 to 27 gallons, 68 to 102 liters apiece. Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Draw out now, and take it to the man in charge of the feast." And they took it. When the man in charge of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and did not know where it came from, but the servants who drew the water knew, the man in charge of the feast called the bridegroom, and said to him, "Every man sets forth the better wine at the beginning, and when men have drank for a while, then that which is worse, but you have kept the better wine until now." This is the beginning of miracles which Jesus did in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory, and his disciples believed on him. After this he went down to Capernaum, he and his mother and his brothers and his disciples. And they stayed there a few days, and the Jews' Passover was at hand. So Jesus went up to Jerusalem, and found in the temple those who sold oxen and sheep and doves, and the money changers sitting. And when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the money changers' money, and turned over the tables, and said to those who sold doves, "Take these things away from here. Do not make my Father's house a house of merchandise." And his disciples remembered that it was written, "The zeal for your house, temple, has consumed me." Then the Jews said to him, "What sign will you show to us since you do these things?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." Then the Jews said, 46 years this temple was in building, and will you rebuild it in 3 days?" But he spoke of the temple of his body. When he later arose from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this to them, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, on the feast day, many believed in his name, when they saw the miracles which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself to them, because he knew all men, and he did not need the testimony of man, because he knew what was in man.